Elamiyatis, so Elamiyata Naisi Par Boiro. If so, if the Kahanim acceded a cow, they should also have to bring a par, the cow. Rosh, the Kahanim, Mikri cow, Laisi par by raw. If they make a mistake, the Chitei Mochram, maybe yes. If so, Tvei Lu, Shvatim. You're going to have more than 12 Shvatim. We're going to have now 13 Shvatim we're going to have now. If you tell me the Kahanim has called the cow, so if all the Kahanim listen to the Bezna Godol, it's like another cow. So you can have sometimes 13 Kabonis. We only had before 12 according to Rabbi Yehuda. The only 13th we had was according to Rabbi Shimon, that all the Bezdin also brings. But we never had 13 Shvatim. Elomer of Akor by Yaakov. Shiftoi shall Levi liyikre kal. I tell you, Levi Shev is not called a kal. The Siv, it says, Hinnani makrochob yabisich v'nasatich lekalamim. That's like this. That kol sheyesh lo yachuz, whoever has inheritance in Eretz Yisrael, has nachuzah, owns Eretz Yisrael, yikre kal. That shevet is called the cow. But because Shein lo Yahuz, whoever does not have an inheritance, does not own a chelik in Eretz Yisrael like Shevet Levi, lo yikre cow. So Shevet Levi is not called the cow. Not the Kahanim and not Leviim, they're not called the cow. Even the other lochas maybe yes, but not for a roy's business. For tomorrow came, if so, chasirulu, yud be shvatim. If so, then we never have yud be shvatim. We're back to 11 then. How do we have before Kurant of Yudah? Yud Be Shvatim, Levi is not called the Kahal. So how do you have Yud Be Shvatim? And the Gemara Poshet, Om Rabaya, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvim v'Shimon Yuli. That's true, Ephraim and Menashe has a lot like two Shvatim. They're like Keruvim v'Shimon. So Yosef Shvit was divided into two. So Yosef has two, and another 10 is 12. Together we have 12. But Levi is not here. It says Al Shema Chayim Yikru Benachlosom, that Ephraim and Menashe as a locha like a nachlo, they inherit Eretz Yisrael. True, but the diik is lenachlo hukshu v'lo dover achar. Only for nachlo of inheritance to own Eretz Yisrael. Here, Ephraim and Menashe has each one a separate portion in Eretz Yisrael. Menashe only for this halacha, their own land. But for all other halachas, there are only one shevet Yosef. So if Hilchos Haroz Bezdin, we're missing them, it's well to shave it. For the Gemara, is that true? V'achalukim v'degolim, they had different flags also. So see, they are separate. Come to Gemara, no. K'nachloson, k'achan yoson. Yeah, it says k'nachloson, k'achan yoson. The Nachlo, the same way they lived. K'dei l'chalei kovel v'degolim. They had the golem since they had special land. Each land they had their own degol. But since they had a special Nachlo, we gave them a special flag. They had their own special nasi. There was a special nasi for Ephraim and a special nasi for Menashe. So you see, they're called two shvatim for all halachas. There's a special halacha over there. They give cover to the nasiim. Since all the other shvatim had nasiim, and they, for Hilchas Nachla, had their own Nachla, so we wanted to give them covered, we gave them the two Nisim also. The Tanya we learned. Shloima also Zayin Yemei Chanukah. Shloima Melech made 7 days Chanukah Sabbath Zbech. Ma Ro Moshe Lasso Shneim also, Yemei Chakam, by Moshe's time, there were Yud days, for each Nasi had its own day for Chanukah Sabbath Zbech. They had a Chala Kobol and Nisim. They give special cover for Nisim. So certain times they made special covid, that's why they were Yud Beis Nisim. Rakol ponam I have a law, what's our maskona? Rashi, heavy davko, for the bayad yom of the shemina lev of shim, the yom of the chattas of the shutfim, ain't the mesa lav davko. What does a shimin hold by a chattas of shutfim? When you have partners, and one partner dies, is that considered like chattas shemesa bale or not? What does a shimin hold? Toshima, the tani belongs to the shimin lay there. Chomesh chattoyis mesas. There are 5 halachah l'moshim sinais about a korban chattis that we have to let it die. Vlad chattis, if the chattis give birth, it's vlad is mesa. Tamura chattis, someone makes a tamura, zeh tacha zeh na chattis, it's mesa. Vechattis shemesa b'lech, the owner died. Vechattis shemeschapur b'leros, the owner lost this korban, brought another one, and then found the first one, it's also l'misa. Vechattis shavur shenosa, chattis is only good the first year. If you didn't use it the first year, it's l'misa osla. Now, v'yat yachul oimah v'lat chattis b'tziba. You can't have a v'lat chattis by korban tziba. L'fi shein tziba mafrishin akeva. by a korban tzibah, it's only a zachar, not on a kaver. V'yati yachol loyma tmura schatas b'tzibah. Also, why shein tmura b'tzibah? V'yati yachol loyma chatas shemesa b'leah b'tzibah. Can't have a chatas shemesa b'tzibah, but shein tzibah mesim. There's no cloud, as I said before, a tzibah does not die. Now, shein tzibah mesim. Shenischafu b'leah v'sharfu shenasa loy shemano. That we did not hear yet. So Yochai would have thought to say, Yemaisu, even by carbon tzibah, if the carbon, the tzibah brought a different carbon, or if it came a year old already, you cannot use it. Or Mat, I'll tell you, Yilmat Sosim and Amaforish. Learn out this from the other three halachas. Ma Metzino B'Vlad Chattas Tumur Chattas, B'Shemesa Baleo. That the Yochid was only said by Yochid, not by tzibah. So Dvar Mamurim was only said by Yochid. V'loi B'tzibah is Ashes Chapru Baleo. Bishavru Shinosa, Yibi Yochid, Dvarmur was only said by a carbon chattas of a Yochid, for life with Sibur. So therefore, the Chura said this, and Rav Shimon is the one that's saying this. So Chura is saying by a Sibur, there's no halacha of the Misa Oslo. The Fenmar Bechidor and Efshem is Yevshem, Rav Shimon Bitchad Mokim Gomer. He had a halacha of Moshe Sinai, he learned it.
In other words, that all five halachas have to plot the exact same place. So just like the first three did not apply by Korban Tzibur, the other two also, even though they're possible to be, there's asking more questions. These things, as Meisah is possible by Tzibur, so since it's possible, maybe it does apply. Like how can you learn out Efsha, Mishi, Mishi Efsha? And the answer is, Bechad Mokum Gomar, that these five halachas were set together, and they all apply the same place. So just like by Korban Tzibur, you do not have the first three halachas, therefore the last three halachas also do not apply. So Rashi explains that Maskonas HaGemara is according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only by Korban Tzibur, it's only by Korban Yochid, we have all five halachas, does it apply. Hashenken by Tzibur does not apply, and Huadin by a Korban Shutzis also does not apply, therefore by Korban Shutzis it does not apply all five halachas, Senachan according to Rabbi Shimon, by Shutzis, there will be one Shutzis mace, the Korban would still be kosher. That's why it's good, why before we did not bring down Rabbi Shimon, because he held by a korban of shutfis, by the bezdin, even if one dying would die, still the korban would be brought, still would be kosher. All right, Hagin Olecho, we'll stop here.
You're holding that vocal in the base. You have the new Mishnah, new Perek. Perek Sheni. The Mishnah says, Hoira Koyin Moshiach Liatzmoy, let's say a Koyin Godel, the Koyin Moshiach Yad Meshuach, Shemin HaMishchom, and he paskened for himself, and he made a mistake, he paskened wrong, he paskened also like the Bezna Godol, but he paskened for himself that a certain type of chaylev, let's say it's muta, you're allowed to eat the fat on top of the stomach. So now it's like this, shoygeg v'osa shoygeg mevi par. If a Kohen Godol paskened for himself first that he's allowed to eat his chaylev, and then he went and ate the chaylev b'shoygeg, like he thought he's allowed to do it, so he's chayev a special par. So that's a special halacha by Kohen Gadol, even though he's a Yochid, he's only chayiv a korban if first he paskins wrong, it has to be a raw of sak, and he listens to it for shogeg, and secondly, the chiddush is that not that he brings a regular chatis, but he has to bring a par. The other regular Yochid only brings a soyer or a kisva. Here, on Kohen Gadol has to bring a par. Now, what's going to be shogeg v'yosa mezid? Let's say first he paskin b'shogeg, he paskin wrong, but then later at the time when he comes to eat the chaylev, he remembers that he made a mistake, and still he eats the chaylev. Or else the opposite, mezid. He knows that he paskin wrong, he knows he made a mistake, when he not a mistake, he did it on purpose. He paskin wrong, he gave her raw, that you're allowed to eat this chaylev. But the yosa shogeg, later when it comes to eat it, he forgot about it, and he thought you're allowed to. He was a shogeg, or else b'shas he ate it, he mixed up a chaylev with shumin. So in these two cases, potter. Why? She's potter from a korban at all. Shoroyes koyin moshiach liatzmoi, koroyes bezn letzibur. That's the new chiddush, that a koyin godol, he's only chayev a korban if he does a chet b'shoigeg. He's chayev his chattis, like a tzibur is chayev the par when they listen to helam dover of the bezna godol. So just like by the tzibur, they're only chayev the special par. If there was a psak from Bez Nagodol, and they do it for Shegeg, the same thing with Kohen Gadol, he's only chayiv his special korban par, if there are two things, he asked the first paskin for himself, that he was allowed to do it, and then he actually did the action b'shoigeg. Now these two conditions, the kargodas chayiv is special par.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the Gemara says shoigeg v'yosa shoigeg mevi par. The Chorvat Gemara pshita. Of course, that's the parasha. There's a parasha of Kohen Gadol that when he does the chet, it says there that he paskin and he listened to it. So he's chayiv a special par. What is the Mishnah telling me? Omer Abaya. You know what we're talking about over here? Could go in Shehoira. True. First, the Kohen Gadol paskin that this chaylev is muta. You'll not eat chaylev. V'shochach miyeset tam hoira. And then later on in the day, he forgot the reason why he paskin chaylev was muta. And therefore, b'shor shetor, at the time later in the afternoon, when he actually goes to eat this chaylev, Omer, he says like this. Hareini oise al das hoirosoi. I'm still going to listen now to do the way I paskin in the morning.
Yeah,
even though now he forgot the reason why he paskin. Says, so it's a bichiddish. To mal the time I would have thought to say, kivon diilu misiyad alei, shemar hoda bei, if he would have remembered now the reason why he paskin chelev was muta, maybe he would retract. In other words, right now he forgot the reason why he said it was muta. So it's like stop eating now on relying what he thought in the morning. Even though he knows that maybe now if we think into it again, he would retract. So maybe that's it. Like amazed, kemezid domi, v'loy l'chayiv, and the Kohen Gadol should be potter from the korban, kamash malon, that's the chiddush know, that l'mayin stays still chayiv, it is still called the shoigeg. When he first paskened, he paskened by mistake, that he made the mistake, and now he did not retract yet. Even though he says now I'm doing al das rishayna, that's still considered a shaygeg. He does not know better. There's no mazid involved, so his chayiv is korban. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now mazid v'yosu shaygeg. Let's say the Kohen Gadol first paskins wrong b'mazid, and then later on he forgets about those things and eats it mamish b'shaygeg, like he forgot that this chaylev was chaylev. He thought it was shumin and he eats it. Still he's potter from a korban. The question is, how do we know this? Like, why is a Kohen different than a regular Yochid? A regular Yochid in Klal Yisrael, if he does the action b'shoigeg, even though there was no psak at all, he's chayav the korban chatas. So why is the Kohen Gadol different? So the Tanur Rabban went like this. The Pasuk says, li'ashmas ha'om. It says in the Pasha, in Vayikra Dalet, by a Kohen Gadol, it says his oshom is like ha'om, like the tzibur. So v'dashen harei moshiach ketzibur. That a Kohen Gadol has the same halacha like a tzibur. Because when does the tzibur have to bring their special par? Only it's called the par helam dover. Only when the bezdin nagodol paskin wrong and rove of the tzibur listen to bezdin, then there's a chiyuv to bring the special par. So a Kohen Gadol, even though he's a yochid, he has the same halacha. He only has to bring his special par if first he had a psak halacha that he paskin wrong, and then he listens to the psak. These are the two conditions. Now the Gemara says, really, v'loy dinu. Really, it's a svara.